Was astray from that heavenly way. Once my heart was astray from that heavenly way. I was lost, chilled and blind as can be. And my Savior above gave me peace, words and peace. Amen. When he raised down his hand. More time, that chorus, that verse again. Once I was lost and astray from the heavenly way. I was wretched and vile as can be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above. When he reached down his hand, oh, when he reached down his hand, he reached down his hand, oh, when he reached down his hand, when he reached down his hand for me, I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he came to me, hallelujah, and he showed me that I could be free. Then he lifted my, gave me gladness complete. When he raised down when he reached on his hand, when he reached on his hand for, when he reached on his hand, when he reached on his hand for me, I was lost and undone without God or his son.
Sing one more song. We'll ask Brother Will to come pray for us. Amen. Let's sing that song. In fact, let's just sing that chorus. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer. One verse and the chorus. I am
thine, O Lord. I've heard thy voice and to thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer to, draw me nearer to. Come unless you call him. Amen. And Father, you have called these that are standing here, Lord, and we came. And Father, we're just so glad that you did that for us, Lord. But tonight we pray, Father, that you draw us nearer and nearer unto thee, O Father.
Hallelujah.
For as sure as anything, one of these days is going to be the last Wednesday that we would meet. It's going to be, Lord, the last service one of these days. And we pray, Father, that, Lord, we may be found in the place, Lord, where you are putting us, O God.
Amen.
And the shape and in the character, in the molding, where you want us to be, ready for that rapture.
Amen.
So we pray, Father, tonight in the singing of the music, in the, Lord, praise and worship,
Amen.
In the preaching of the word, we pray, Father, that you draw near to us, Lord. Help us, Father, O God, that if there be any little room in our hearts, which we haven't opened to you, Lord, may you grant us grace once again tonight, Lord, that we may open
Hallelujah.
Every door to our hearts, Lord,
yes,
that you
Lord.
May enter in and be
Amen.
The Lord of our soul, the Lord
Amen.
Of our hearts, of our intentions, of our desires, everything, Lord, that it may be centered on you. Bless our brother George, Lord. It's good to see him back. Father,
Amen.
We pray that you use him tonight to lead us into worship, and that, Father, our
Amen.
Hearts, Lord, may be prepared ground, Lord,
Amen.
That when the preacher would come, Lord, let the seed be sown, Lord, and that it may take root and grow and provide fruit unto
Amen.
Our King. We glorify your name tonight, and we thank you for the opportunity to come to your house. Father, we pray, let it not be in vain, but that as we leave this place, we'll be standing on a more sure place, Lord, than where we are standing now. We ask these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Love lifted me. Love lifted me.
with happiness could have lifted me. Far from the peaceful shore, very deeply I was stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me.
His love lifted us. Amen. I believe the good report.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Pass the article.
Oh, glory be to God. I am all on Jesus' side. On the altar sanctified.
In the world of sin I've died.
Hallelujah to the Lamb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. bright. I am lifted to the light. Hallelujah. God's light conceal. Oh, glory be to God, but the blood has brought me in to God's holiest place so clean. From self and sin, hallelujah to the Lamb.
Song, just one more song. I'm going to stay under his blood, then we'll change. Amen. It's good when you travel and you see how they beat the drums. And Michael, when he sees me looking at him, I feel like killing that thing. Where I came, where they play the drum, I just said, Lord, when the pastor said, let's pray, raise your hand up. I said, Lord, kill that drum. It's destroying a lot of lives. It's not good. That thing. That's why you see me when I look like that, brother. I'm so sensitive. It gets me out of the spirit. Amen. Let's sing that song. I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay.
Stay right under his blood. Where the devil can. Oh, I'm gonna stay. I'm gonna stay right under his blood, where the devil can't, he'll do me no harm. He'll do me no harm. He'll do me no harm. No harm. Where the devil can't. Thank you.
Friendship with Jesus. Hallelujah. A friend of Jesus, oh, what bliss that one so he has a friendship to him. Have a friend like this to friend to
friend of mine, a friend with life's rapport, Jesus, a friend with, when death is past, a friend to be on heaven's shore, a friend.
Can ever find more than Jesus Christ. And when we are in fellowship with him, there is always joy in our hearts, because in him all things are possible. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you are always there for your children. You are always there for your chosen. You are always there for your bride. We thank you that even this evening, you are here with us. Because you promised that wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, you'll be in their midst. Amen. And even in your message, you said you stand in the midst of your church. And we thank you that this evening, Lord, you are here with your children. And we have also come, Lord, with all reverence, with all humility upon our hearts. Because, Lord, we know in your presence, that is the way we need to. So, Lord, we thank you for the day so far, in our homes, in our working places, in our businesses, wherever we have been, oh, your presence has been with us. It shows how, Lord, you are so kind and loving to your children. We bless you. We give all the glory to you. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we really appreciate you, God, that yet another Wednesday had come to us. And Lord, you have done for us, Lord Jesus, the things that we never even expect to God. Your protection alone, your mercies, your loving kindness to us, Lord, all through the week so far, Lord, had been, Lord Jesus, all by your hands, God. And so we say thank you, we bless you, Lord. And that, Lord, this evening, church bells ringing in our hearts, Lord, knowing very well that, Lord, it is a meeting, a fellowship that, Lord, the church, had put together, that we will be here on Wednesdays. And, Lord, we thank you that you are here this evening. Father, we just want to commit all into your hands this now. That, Lord, even as we take your word and read, O Lord, Oh, you are the author of it, to God. Father, we will bless your word, Lord, and make it a living bread unto us. And this moment, Lord, we want to remember our brethren who are not here this evening. Knowing very well that, Lord, they are engaged somewhere with God. And Father, we pray that, Lord, you reach them also, Lord. Wherever they are, we commit our pastor also into your hands. The Lord Jesus, this moment, to God, you also reach him, Lord, with the same blessing that, Lord, we will receive here, God. So now, Lord, bless your word as we read, O God. We ask all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we are standing, let's stand to Matthew 5:48. And then we shall read something also from Hebrews 10:14-17. First, let's look at Matthew 5:48. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Amen. Then Hebrews 10, reading from the 14th verse. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Thank you, Jesus, the Lord. You have this covenant with us that no matter, Lord Jesus, what we have done, oh Lord, grace has been sufficient for us. We thank you, we bless you. Now lift up your word, God, and give us, Lord Jesus, the life that, oh Lord, it will make us to take even another step closer to the kingdom of heaven. We thank you, we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? Amen. I've been talking on this perfection for many times, and I've never ever finished this subject because it's a great subject. Amen. Praise the Lord. So tonight I want us to look at, we are made perfect through grace. Perfect. We are made perfect through grace. He said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. My brother, to be perfect, it has to take grace. Amen. Amen. It's all by grace. Amen. So that's what we are going to look at this evening. So, in the message book, Hebrews chapter 5, the prophet says something. He said, watch this. He said, do you know there is only one way you will stand in the presence of God? Mm-hmm. Do you know that there is only one way you are going to stand in the presence of God? And he said, that's perfect.
Hallelujah.
God cannot tolerate unholy things. God cannot tolerate unholy things. So the only way we are going to stand, he said, there's only one way we are going to stand in the presence of God, and that is perfect. My. Amen. So we may ask this question, we got to be perfect in what sense? The perfection must be in what sense? Praise the Lord. Because we will try to take the admonishment that the Lord has given to us, that we got to be perfect like our Father which is in heaven, because he is perfect. But in what sense that are we going to be perfect? Then let's look at something, and we may be able to know the kind of perfection he is talking about here. Praise the Lord. And looking at the message, Laodicea Church Age, the prophet says something. He said, we came into this world physically naked. But we are not going to live here naked. We are going to take something spiritual with us. Praise the Lord. We came on earth here naked, but we are not going naked. But we are going to take something along, and that something is a spiritual. Praise God. Is that something that will make us right before God? Something that will make us right before God. Already, the prophet said there is only one way to stand in the presence of God to be perfect. And here, he said we will take something spiritual along with us. Amen. So the prophet himself asked the question, what will we take with us? He said, we will take our character.
Yes,
sir. See, brother, that is what we will take with us. Amen. We came naked, but when we are going, we will go naked, but we will take something with us. We came with nothing, but once we are going to take something with us. And it's spiritual. He said, it is what? Our character. Amen. And so now, if there is only one way to stand in the presence of God, and that is perfect, and the only thing we will take along also is our character, then in his presence we must stand there in a perfect character. Amen. So the perfection is talking here, that be ye perfect as your Father in heaven. All what he's talking about is what? Our character. Perfect character, nothing else. Amen. So, the prophet was asking, so what kind of character will you take with you? Will it be like his own? Would it be like Jesus' character? I believe that would be the right thing.
Amen.
He said, Jesus' character, whose character was molded by suffering in the fiery furnace of affliction. That kind of character you are going to take, or will it be the softness of these characterless Laodicea people? No, sir.
Hallelujah.
No, sir. That kind of character, Laodicea character, my brother, it can never find any place in his presence. Amen. So, we will stand in, we will stand, said, be ye therefore perfect, then it is our character that we are going to take to meet him.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's why in Matthew 7, 22, 23, it talks about some people. Matthew 7, 22 and 23, if you can be fast and put it on there. It talks about some people that went to his presence. And they went along with something. Is that many? Oh, 22. Is that many will say to me in that day, you see, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. You see, so there are people that went to his presence with this in hand. Their works, they went with their works. And they could have been, what, perfect works, because they were, what, casting out devils in his name. See? They were doing wonderful works in his name. They prophesied in his name. So they went with their works. Perfect works. It could be what? Perfect works. Because they were done in his name. But yet, here he said, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work what iniquity. You see? So, someone may ask, so, brother, this kind of perfect works, is it not acceptable? They are, you see. But you see, these people, they bypassed something. See, God has his own provided way. And so the only thing is that we must always look for the provided way.
Amen.
See? They forsook something that was more important and cling onto only what? The manifestation of the works of the Holy Spirit. Only works. See? That's why the Bible says something that you must seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
And his righteousness.
Amen.
See, seek that one first. And then all other things will be added. Amen. And when you look at Mark 16, 17 also, the commission that he gave to us, he said, if you follow that provided way, he said, these signs, prophecies, casting out devils, all these things will what will follow. You see, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And so it is there. God has his own provided way. Praise the Lord. So you got to go by the provided way. But they bypass the provided way. They just want to run for what? For the gifts. They went with the gifts. The works. They left what? The word. Amen. So, Jesus said, I will profess to them, I don't know you. So there is always a provided way. Because Judas, together with the other disciples, they all went. Judas was casting out devils. All right. But where was his end? Amen. So it's not the works. But God is looking for what? The perfect character. Amen. So now, how are we going to be made perfect now? How are we going to be made perfect? The prophet in the message, still in the book of Hebrews, he said, I'm a sinner. That's correct. I have nothing. Mm-hmm. So how could you ever perfect yourself when you have not one thing to perfect yourself with? How are you going to do it? He went on to say that we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came to this world speaking lies, and there was not one sound thing about us. So how could we ever be perfected? Z said, you cannot be perfect in yourself. If you are trusting in what you have done, you are lost. Amen. See, these people were trusting on what they have done. Amen. Casting out devils, prophesying in his name, doing what? Wonderful works in his name. That's what the prophet said. If you are trusting in what you have done, you are lost. Praise the Lord. So, it has to take something to perfect us. And that is not, it's all about what? Grace. Amen. I remember one of the messages the prophet was talking about Brother Dwight Moody in Chicago. He said the brother read Matthew 7 and got so inspired. And so he ran to the streets. And the first man he met, he said, do you know grace? The man, I believe the man was shocked. He said, grace who? The grace who? I said, the grace of God. Praise the Lord. It could be really very interesting. He said, the grace of God. So it has to take the grace of God. See, it has to take the grace of God because there is nothing in us that can make us what? That can make us perfect. Praise the Lord. So, we know that how would grace actually come? How would grace come? We all know that before grace can come, the love of God must be projected.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Before grace can come, the love of God must be projected. Amen. And the love of God, the prophet said, the love of God is what? Election. Amen. The love of God is election.
Amen.
That we were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. He knew us. Praise God. He knew that, my sister, you will not forsake the birthright. He knew it. So it was the love of God that was projected, chose us from where we were, from our muddy places, with all our sins and everything, the love of God projected and chose us. Amen. That's why he said, Jacob I love, Esau I hate. So he knew us right from the beginning that we will, in this day which we are living in, the most wicked of all, as the prophet said, the most wicked of all ages ever, but yet the most glorious of all. He said, you and I can be the people that can fit into this time. My brother, it's just something that if we will, see, if you will always think about that God, of all people, great, great prophets and who that have gone by, yet you, he saw that you will be capable to live in this age, the most wicked of all.
Amen.
And yet the most glorious of all, so that you will believe his word in this end time. And so he placed you here. Oh my.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this
grace.
So because of his love, so God so loved the world, so he did what? He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him will not perish. That love of God projected and came in grace in the person of Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So, this man, Jesus, that's what we read here. It said, for by one offering, he had perfected forever them that are sanctified. Amen. By one offering. That means there might have been some other offerings. Many, many offerings have been what? Offered. Sacrifices have been what? Offered. Many of them. And many times. Which we all know. See, during the time of the law, the blood of bulls and goats, every year they come back again. See? They come back again every year. The same sin and the same sacrifice is what? Done. But yet from there, they go back to the same sin again. Because the blood of bulls and goats could not sanctify man. Amen. So it was what? A cycle of revival and death that was always going on. But this man, he said he offered only one sacrifice and was able to perfect forever them that are sanctified. So Jesus, by one sacrifice, perfected forever his church. As many that will believe on him. Praise God. So the prophet said, we were then perfect through Christ. See? Amen. We are perfected through Christ. He said, we are free from judgment through Christ. That means we have passed from death unto life. Said, we shall never die through Christ.
Amen.
And then he said here, we have lost death and found life through Christ.
Yes.
Amen. I love that one. We have lost death and found life through Christ.
Amen.
Because death was what? Death was our penalty. The penalty of sin was death. But we bypass that through Christ. And so, perfection is through no one but Christ. And that is for us to believe unto him. To believe him. Believing him is believing the word because he's the word. And if we will believe the word, then his covenant, praise the Lord, that he said he will make in our day, that he will write even his laws upon our hearts. Oh, praise the Lord. Upon our minds. He will write them. And then our sins and our iniquities, he said, he will not remember them anymore. That's why always we are being admonished. Meditate. Meditate upon the word of God. Meditate upon the message. Praise the Lord. Let it be imprinted in your heart. See? That's what the Lord said he'll do. He said, This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. See, my brother, my sister, sometimes maybe you don't sit down to look what the Lord has done. Where you are now. It's so great, my brother. It's so great, my sister. Where God has placed us now. We must just look at it and always give him the praise and honor and glory for what he has done for us. We have been transformed. Transformed, my brother. We have been restored. That is our position. Oh my, let's recognize it. Let's recognize it, my brother. I say sometimes I feel so joyful. So, see, what God has, because I look back where I came from.
Amen.
The life that I was in. And then see what I am today, my brother. I appreciate God all the time.
Amen.
For what he has done for me.
Mm.
It's so great. So great. I let go that Maxwell and let God in and receive another Maxwell. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see. And I don't know if I had remained with that Maxwell that I let go, I don't know where I would have been today. Maybe my skeletons are in the this is somewhere else. Praise God. And when even when he comes, I wouldn't be able to rise up. Praise the Lord. But today, I believe that when he comes today, I believe that this my body will change. So my brethren, let us consider always what the Lord has done so far in our lives. We are transformed. We have been restored. You see, we are the true attributes of God. His thoughts expressed. Because we were in his thoughts. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, now, this grace, the prophet said, you cannot get it through any church. You can't get it through any church. Not through any denomination. You can't get it through any fanatics. You can never get it through speaking in tongues. You cannot get it through shouting, through shaking. Or true dancing in the spirit. No, sir. Amen. It is only through Christ, the word.
Amen.
Because the reason why we must always be grateful is that the prophet said, God calls who he will. Amen. God called, why it is grace? God calls who he will. Amen. Because you don't know where you belong to. But he called you. See. God calls who he will. And it is all by election.
Amen.
See. So it becomes, it is not him that wants to be saved. I never wanted to be saved. It wasn't in me. Praise the Lord. It was God that worked in me. Praise God. See, it's not him that wants to be saved. Not him that willeth. I never willed for it. It was not in me. I never willed for it. but he willed for me. See, never him that runneth is God that showeth mercy.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. See, he said, no man can come to Jesus except what God draws that man. So all is what? By grace. So, he said, so what you got to do with it, you have nothing to do with it. You haven't got nothing to do with it. You are out of the picture altogether. You did nothing to be seated here this evening. You did nothing. It was all because he called you.
Amen.
It's all because he willed for you. It's all because he wanted you.
Amen.
Amen. Then he called you. You never did anything. It's never you. That's why it is not by works. For someone to boast that, you know, I did this, I did that, that's why I was called. No, sir. Amen. Not by the works. See. He said, man never seek after God. Is God seeking after man?
Amen.
Always. Said, for as we read from Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. He said, for by grace are ye saved.
Amen.
Through faith. And that not of yourself. It is the gift of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We did nothing for it. Oh, thank you for that amazing grace, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And verse 9, it said, not of works. Lest any man should boast. See. Not of works. So these people went, Lord, we prophesied in your name. See, they were boasting, prophesied in your name. We cast out devils in your name. We did wonderful works in your name.
I said, hey, I don't know you. Praise the Lord.
So we go to his presence with a perfect character. And we can only get through that through Christ Jesus, all through Christ Jesus. He's a character that has been molded through the fiery furnace, through affliction. Praise the Lord. That kind of character. That's why our ups and downs, you see, we don't feel it. Praise the Lord. We can go along with nothing in our pockets, but yet you don't see it.
Hallelujah.
You don't feel it. Oh, praise the Lord. But let the man in the world just even have 10 euro. The day he said, he wouldn't know what to do. If he can't even commit suicide. Praise the Lord. But you can go without anything but still joy in your heart,
amen.
My brother, my sister.
Glory.
Oh, amen. See, that's the difference.
Amen.
1 Corinthians 15, 9 and 10. Look at Paul. Paul. How he was persecuting the children of God. Now we'll see how grace called him, and now he became even what? The greatest of all amongst all the apostles. Grace. Paul himself confessed it. He said, "For I am the least of the apostles, that I am not meet to be called." See, an apostle. I shouldn't even have been called an apostle. Because I persecuted the church of God. But by what? By the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. My brother, the grace that has been bestowed upon us, let us never let it go in vain. Let us not allow it to go in vain. Grace had been bestowed into us. Grace had been bestowed into us. Through election, the love of God. Oh my. And so, when that grace was bestowed upon him, what did he do? He said, "I labored more abundantly than they all." See? He labored abundantly. Yet not I. See? With all what he did, he said, "Yet it wasn't I. It wasn't my strength. It wasn't my own knowledge, wisdom. But still the same, but the grace of God, which was with me." Amen. Amen. So my brother, the grace that had been bestowed into us, we need to what? Work with that grace. It shouldn't be in vain, as Paul said. Amen. It never went in vain. He worked. He labored more and more in the praise of the one that had what? Called him, chosen him. Amen. To be what he was. Praise the Lord. That is what, my brother, that's for you and me. John 5:24. Now Jesus wants to tell us what we need to do. John 5:24. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word," as we are hearing now, "he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life." Amen. Praise God. "And shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life."
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So the word that we hear, my brother, that word is eternal. Because the word is God, and God is eternal. Amen. When we hear the word of God, the prophet said it did something. He said, "Your old nature dies."
Amen.
When you hear the word and believe it, your old nature dies. The nature of the world dies. And you become a new creation.
Amen.
And your desire of the old life that you had in the beginning when God breathed the breath into your nostril, when you were born, that life of carnal nature, it dies. That means when you were born on earth here, you were born in sin. Praise the Lord. So that nature will no more That nature, he said, it has a beginning, and so it has to end. And it died, and it's done away with forever. Your old nature is finished, it's gone. And then God does what? He said, and God came in with a new nature. And that nature, he said, is what? Love. Love in your heart. Joy in your heart. Peace. Oh, praise the Lord. Long suffering. We have the same long suffering like our God. Oh, praise the Lord. That's why when we go through downs, we don't see it.
Nope.
Amen. And when we come up, he raises us up. We appreciate him the more. We need those downs. God himself knew that we need that those downs, so that when we come up, we will appreciate him. See, because he wants to be worshipped, he wants to be worshipped. So the downs is part of the life of a true Christian. Amen. So he said he gives you a new nature, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, peace. The prophet mentioned peace twice. Hallelujah. Patience, meekness, kindness. That entered, and then it takes the place.
Hallelujah.
It takes the place of the old nature, malice, temper, hatred, emulation, strife, and all those of things. That new nature takes the place of that old nature. Amen.
Amen.
You have peace. Peace.
Hallelujah.
Oh, peace. Praise the Lord. I don't need a security man to guide me whilst I sleep.
No.
I'm telling you, many people, they don't have peace. Oh.
Amen.
Wherever they go, there are bodyguards. Why? When he sleep, there are security men watching. All his house, CCTV everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
A little, what was that? You don't have peace. A cat is just hungry and probably, what was that? See, you don't have peace. But the children of God have peace. You sleep, no watchman. You have a greater watchman who is watching over you.
Amen.
What peace is this? Oh, my brother, the Lord has given us what? Grace. Amen. Had called us because of his love. Musicians, come, let's sing Grace, Grace, Wonderful Grace. God richly bless you. Let us not, the grace that he has bestowed into us, let us not make it in vain. Let's look at Paul, how he abundantly worked with that grace. Shall we stand and sing that song, Grace, Grace, Wonderful Grace? Is it peace, rather?
Peace. There's another one also.
Anyone. What about the grace also?
Peace.
Oh. I've been singing it in the house all the time. Okay, let's sing peace. Okay, I said grace, grace, wonderful grace. Well, why is this peace, Let's sing peace. Amen. Marvelous grace.
Really?
Angel knows it because I've been singing it all the time in the house. Amen.
Can we start with the chorus? Is it grace, grace, Lord's grace, grace,
to pardon and cleanse within grace, grace.
time, the chorus.
Grace, grace.
To him. Let us all just bow our heads and just say, Lord, I thank you for this grace that has perfected me. Today,
amen.
I thank you, the Lord. I can stand before you because through Christ I am perfect. Bless you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father. I thank you, O Lord Jesus, that your love projected, and this grace, Lord, came my way, O Lord Jesus. I was blind, but now I can see. I was lost, but grace found me. Oh, grace that, Lord Jesus, is going to take me. Oh Lord,
grace
that Lord had washed away all my sins, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you that it never me, it has never been any part of me. Oh, I never played any part. I never seeked after you. But Lord Jesus, because of your love, oh Lord Jesus, you came in, O Lord. And Lord Jesus, you took me out from that place. And today, Lord, even as Paul said, it's never me. Oh, Paul said it has never been me. But it's your grace that's how what he is. The same grace, Lord. That's what I am today, Lord. Thank you, the Lord Jesus, the grace that you have bestowed unto me. Father, I pray that, Lord Jesus, it will not be in vain. It will not be in vain that, Lord, that grace, Lord Jesus, will be an epistle. It will make me an epistle, Lord. That wherever I go, Lord Jesus, your grace, Lord Jesus, will be upon me. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for this evening. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We give glory to you. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Brother George, will you just close us in prayer?
Father, we thank you for such grace and such love that you've had for us, oh God. Lord, it's unmerited favor. Lord, we didn't deserve it. But Lord, Father, oh God, you, Lord Savior, Father, went ahead of us and before us, oh God. You pre-planned it, oh God.
Yes.
Predestination, oh God. Father, which many people can't understand and don't like that term. But Lord, we love, Lord, these principles of grace.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Father, Lord God, to see that, Lord Savior, Father, oh mighty Savior, even throughout eternity, we'll still try comprehend and understand the grace of God that you had for us, oh God. Father, it's grace that we hear tonight. It's grace, Lord Savior, that we, Father, have an open door and we, Lord Savior, have freedom of worship, oh God.
Thank
it's grace,
you,
oh God, that, Lord, we are able to come tonight and, Lord Savior, be here, our brother Maxwell, to come. Lord Savior, the great distance, it's grace, oh God, for everyone,
you,
Lord Savior, to be here tonight. For, thank Father, you, them that are not here, oh God, it's, Lord Savior, a proof that, Lord, you've been gracious unto us.
Yes,
that we, Lord,
Lord
Savior, are privileged, even in the cold, even in, Lord Savior, whatever conditions, that, Lord, Father, it's grace that constrains
you,
us
Jesus.
Tonight to come here tonight
you,
and to partake of this, Lord Savior, divine word tonight, Lord.
Thank
Father,
you,
we
Jesus.
Look to thee, Lord, even upon this time as we go from here. It's grace again, Lord.
Yes.
Father, that would take us home, Lord,
Amen.
And would keep us, Lord, Father, day by day until you would call us out of this life, Lord.
Yes, Lord
Father,
Jesus.
We look unto thee, knowing indeed, Lord, that even in our calling out, it's grace again that
Amen.
Would keep us, oh God.
Amen.
Father, Lord, we, Lord Savior, give glory unto thee as your scripture says, he that watcheth over Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Father, in another place, the poet said his eye is on the sparrow.
Thank
and we
you,
know
Jesus.
You're watching over us,
Amen.
Oh God.
Amen.
Father, Lord God, you are so, Father, watchful over us that you know, Father, oh God, all our needs, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, Lord God, not our wants, but our needs, Lord Savior
yes,
God.
Lord
we look unto thee, Lord, even upon this time. Guide us, keep us, Lord Savior. Bless, Lord Savior, the pastor of this flock.
Yes,
bless
Lord
our
Jesus.
Brother Andrew, Lord. Keep him
Amen.
Where he be. Keep him, his family, Lord. And all those, Lord Savior, who the empty seats belong to, Lord Savior. Father, you keep them, oh God.
Yes,
that, Lord,
Lord,
on our consecration day, may, Lord Savior, they come too, Lord Savior, and
Amen.
Lord Savior, come again, Lord Father, by the grace of God to
yes,
consecrate
Lord
ourselves,
Jesus.
Father, Lord God, even throughout that day and to come to prayer, Lord Savior,
yes,
we're looking
Lord.
Unto thee, Lord Savior. Father, you keep us now as we part with us, grant us journeying mercies, keep
Amen.
Us, Lord. Father, wherever it would be, work, college, whatever the circumstance, you watch over us, oh God.
Amen.
Lord, as we have sang, grace, grace, that pardoned my sin, Lord Savior.
Yes,
we're
Lord.
Looking unto thee, divine God. Keep us now. Sustain us, O God. And Lord Jesus, while you're on the mercy seat, Father, Lord God, watch over us and keep us constantly
yes,
as you
Jesus.
Do. We pray your grace and your blessing amidst our lives always in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Let's sing one song. And,
far away in the depths of my spirit, there's a melody sweeter than sound. In celestial light strains it
wow. Take all that.